inside the bunker of the MTD radio studios. I'm Tom A. Reese, in charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. Roswell police have issued an arrest warrant for 29-year-old John Eric Lerma of Roswell, charging him with first-degree murder and tampering with evidence in the alleged stabbing death of 20-year-old Mario Zion Olivas Jr. of Dexter Tuesday morning in Roswell. Lerma had just been a person of interest in the case. Now police are looking for him. RPD spokesperson Todd Wildermuth confirms that both men knew each other and that an altercation broke out between each other before the stabbing occurred.
The altercation seemed to be about some property that one side wanted to get back from the other.
Anyone with information on the whereabouts of Lerma are encouraged to call Roswell police. The homicide is the sixth recorded in the city of Roswell this year. Scammers are at it again in Lee County. The Lee County Sheriff's Office warns citizens of a new scam. Scammers identifying themselves with a cable company such as Dish, Xfinity, DirecTV, and others state they are offering a new low price to new or established customers. The scammer then requests the victim to buy a gift card and read the number of the cards back to them. The sheriff's office warns, do not fall for this scam. Do not buy gift cards for strangers calling you on the telephone. Just hang up. Now that the state has relaxed its COVID-19 mandates and have allowed most counties turquoise levels, annual events like the River Blitz cleanup in Carlsbad, which was postponed last year, roared back like a lion this year. City of Carlsbad spokesperson Cal Marksteiner elaborates.
We had about 120 different, more than 120 people, and went about 4 hours in the morning. Beautiful day that day, and worked up and down the Pecos River. Some companies, some groups, some churches, some individual volunteers, and picked up more than 10 tons of trash. So we had a lot of enthusiasm, and I think people just really being bogged down and not being able to go out much, and people just really developed an appreciation for the outdoors over the past year, even more so than normal. So we got a lot of interest to people who just want to do what they can. And
kudos to all those who volunteered for that effort in Carlsbad. In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.